Hello, everybody. I'm back. I'm Karen Hartglass, and you're listening to It's All About Food on the 3rd of February, 2015. Let's lighten it up a little bit, shall we? Good. All right, I'm going to bring on my next guest, Tracy Russell. She has tried just about every fad diet and expensive superfood supplement out there. It wasn't until she discovered the green smoothie that she lost 40 pounds, lowered her cholesterol by 50 points, and started running marathons. She's one of the foremost experts on green smoothies and nutrition and shares her wealth of firsthand information, research, experiences with tens of thousands of people every day. She's the author of one of the largest green smoothie websites on the Internet, IncredibleSmoothies.com, which she launched in 2009 to help others achieve a healthy lifestyle. Welcome to It's All About Food, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm really good. So we just had a very heavy first part of the program talking about the horrors of factory farming and all that it does to the planet and to people and to animals. And now I want to sit back and relax and just imagine delicious green smoothies.
I had the pleasure of listening to some of it. Green smoothies are definitely, they changed my life. Like you said, I tried a lot of different things to be healthy out there, and so it wasn't until my sister-in-law actually introduced me to green smoothies that it just changed my life. You know, food can definitely be a good thing or it can be a bad thing for you. And, it was amazing how just mixing things together and drinking it, and it was delicious. And I noticed the weight kind of started coming off, and then it wasn't until probably about 4 months after drinking green smoothies, I tested my cholesterol, and I was surprised that it had gone down significantly. And, you know, I have a family history of high cholesterol, so I was really happy to see that.
We like happy stories very much. We need more of them, and your sharing this information will help make more people happy and healthy, so that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my book, The Best Green Smoothies on the Planet, just came out in December, actually, and it has a lot of my favorite recipes in it. A lot of these recipes are smaller recipes than I usually make, because for me personally, I make a large green smoothie that's about 32 ounces. So the recipes in the book, they're for more of the beginner person, kind of getting used to drinking green smoothies. So I talk a lot about, you know, why green smoothies, the health benefits, you know, a little bit of benefit about each fruit and what to add. And, you know, adding different things to your smoothie can definitely target different health goals that you have. So, you know, adding apples are going to help you lose weight, chia seeds because they're more high in fiber, adding things like oats, cashews, seeds like hemp seeds, chia seeds, flax seeds. Those are high in protein, so they're good for, you know, if you're active and you're working out, and, you can get calcium from your green smoothies with, you know, dark leafy greens or with sesame seeds. You can also add almond milk. It's a great source of calcium. So depending on what your health needs are, you know, you can get a really good boost of nutrients from your green smoothie. And they're just full of energy. I was surprised. Like you mentioned, I actually ran the Chicago Marathon. It was something that I never thought I would ever be able to do, but it was one of those dreams in the back of my mind. I was like, I want to run a marathon someday. So I was like, nah, I'll never actually do it. And then I just had this opportunity, and I was surprised when I actually started running. I tried running back before green smoothies and I could not even run a mile. It was awful. I was so embarrassed, but after I joined a running group when I was probably drinking green smoothies for about a year, and I was running, I'm about to say wasn't running a marathon my first drink, but, you know, I was running very fast for someone who was new. And so, you know, I did it, and I was really proud. I was actually kind of overwhelmed with emotion as I started running the very first, you know, I ran probably half a block, and I kind of got emotional. I was like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually doing this. And
I can do this. Yes.
Yeah. It was great. And, you know, people always talking to me about how I have such, you know, glowing skin. And I actually gave up my coffee, my morning coffee, because I just, I had so much energy. And a really funny story. I had someone, on my website, Facebook, IncredibleSmoothies.com, the Facebook page, she actually commented, she said, this is a side effect from green smoothies. She said, I made a smoothie and I had so much energy. I cleaned out my refrigerator. I couldn't believe it. I was just so much energy. I kind of laughed. I was like, yeah, that's a wonderful side effect of green smoothies. And
yeah,
so
that's
like
funny.
I gave up the coffee. So did my husband. We both, we have a little child. Our son is about a year and a half, and you know, even with the energy that he has, we keep up with him, and we give him green smoothies, and we've been starting him on green smoothies. Probably
now that could be dangerous. Giving young kids green smoothies, they'll have even more energy than they normally have.
I made that mistake. We usually give him a smoothie for breakfast, and I made that mistake the other day. I gave him a smoothie for dinner, and his nap time, his bedtime is about 8 o'clock, and my husband and I at 9 o'clock were like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "Oh, that's right. I gave him a smoothie for dinner." But it's a good thing. I feel a lot better giving him, a green smoothie as opposed to a lot of processed food because, I don't mix, like, a lot of people ask me about baby smoothies or smoothies not for babies, for small children, but for my son, I've been giving them to him since he was so little that I give him smoothies with dandelion greens, smoothies with kale. I don't use a lot, but just a little bit. And so when you get your kids on smoothies very early, you can actually mix, you can mix what you would mix for yourself and just give them to them,
It seems like a natural for children because we feed children, quote, baby food. I'm not sure when baby food was discovered, but puree of different fruits and vegetables, and that's really all a smoothie is, although smoothies tend to be more raw than cooked, like we get
in
baby food.
So it is, it is something I'd recommend if you're going to start your child on smoothies. I would wait till they're about 6 months after they've had puree, and obviously you want to make sure they've had the ingredients in the smoothie. You can try one new ingredient, but other than that, I would make sure they had everything in it. So I gave him, his first smoothie was papaya, banana, and kale, and he loved it. He drank it. I was surprised when I first gave it to him. I was like, let's try it. And he loved it. I actually conned him into eating a piece of spinach because I just took when we make smoothies, we, put a little this and a little that, and we eat a little this, eat a little that, and so my husband and I were making a smoothie with spinach, and I just took a piece, and I was like, "Ooh, this is yummy!" And so he took a piece and put it in his mouth, and in a year and a half, he was eating raw spinach. So it's definitely something that helps kids, gets their nutrients in them, and it's definitely a good thing for everybody all around. And like I said, it's a great way to get target nutrients if you're looking for certain things like calcium or iron. You can just find certain foods that have the nutrients that you're looking for, and then you can make, smoothies with those ingredients.
There's all different kinds of history all over the world of the food that people eat, and we're just starting really to learn about nutrition with science. Mm-hmm. People will talk like they know a lot about nutrition, and most people really don't because we're really just discovering things. But right now the current science promotes a plant-based diet, lots of whole, minimally processed, fresh fruits and vegetables. And for some people, that's really alien because their culture or through history, they just haven't been eating that way. And now with highly processed foods and junk foods and convenience foods, people don't know how to eat fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. And I agree that a smoothie is a great way to reintroduce people to what they should be eating. In a way that's easy to go down.
I'm definitely not a salad eater, which is surprising because I'm in the nutrition field, and most people would be shocked that I don't like salads. But a lot of it is the fatty dressings you put on it, or just other stuff and it's just not appealing to me to eat lettuce. But I eat in smoothies. I eat dandelion greens. Kale is one of my favorite greens. Bok choy, a green I would never think to eat. And, I put beet greens, carrot greens, any kind of greens, just put them in your smoothie. And
now I'm wondering, and I don't know if you know this, do you know the history behind smoothies when they were first discovered?
When they were first discovered, I don't know. I know Victoria Batenko sort of popularized it back, I think it was in the 80s, kind of brought it more to the modern world. But I know that some people have said, some people that are I don't want to say how old they are, but older, have said, you know, I was drinking smoothies, but we didn't have a name for it back in the 70s. So
some people call them blended salads.
Yeah, they've been around for a very long time, but just haven't been as mainstream. I think
maybe with the invention of a blender.
Yeah, I think just recently they've become more and more popular because it's a convenient thing. For me, I don't like cooking, and that was one of the big things that got me into green smoothies. I make a smoothie for breakfast, I make a smoothie for lunch, but you can make them in advance. Like you can make them, they can sit in your refrigerator up to 48 hours. Mm. And so you can make them, if you have a busy schedule, you can make one for everyone in your family, put it in the refrigerator the night before, and then when everyone wakes up in the morning, you're just like, okay, here's your smoothie. You have to shake it a little bit. But give everyone their smoothie, they drink them, you know, throw the glass on the side, and then you're ready to go. And you can have another one for lunch, or you can have one for lunch and not for breakfast. But they're just so easy and convenient.
You know, you mentioned in your book, I've got a big fear against plastic these days, and I use a lot of glass and stainless. And when I'm traveling, I store water or other drinks in glass bottles that has like a rubber handle on the outside, so if it falls, it doesn't break, those kinds of things. But one thing I haven't thought about is a glass straw, and I'm going to get a few of those.
No, I love my glass straws. I actually have a lot of glass straws by Glass Dharma, and they have these wonderful straws that have little beads on them. I hold them for my son, but it helps him know how far to put the straw in his mouth, because he'll put it in, but then when he gets the bead, he won't put the bead over his mouth. Mm. And so it's great, and it's a great little tip. Also, he has to hold it because it's a glass and he's only a year and a half, but it's, you know, he does really well with it, and they're decorative. They have some other straws, but yeah, glass straws are great. And, I know Glass Dharma, they're actually very durable. I've had mine for probably about 3 years now. I've got six of them. Mm-hmm. I did drop one once and it did break, but that was my fault. I dropped it on like a cement floor on the wrong, but they replaced it. So it was great. But you know, yeah, we use the mason jars and you can get some lids for those that have holes on them or holes in the top. And then you just put the straw in it and it's great.
And you mentioned a lot of very helpful tips in the book and a few I want to highlight. And so to make a smoothie or a blended salad, basically you need some liquid, you need some fruits, you need some greens, maybe some other mm-hmm. items that you can add to it. But a lot of times if we go to a store or a place that makes smoothies, they may not put the same good ingredients in that you're going to get when you're at home. A lot of times they use juice or other mm-hmm. overly sweetened, sugarly processed stuff.
Yeah, that's just one of the issues
which
that people
have. Which gives smoothies a bad name.
Yes, it does. That is, I know a few of the places. I won't really go get smoothies when I'm out. I mean, some places actually do. Most of the time you can't get a green smoothie unless you're actually at a juice bar. Most of the time if you're going to, I won't say the name of it, but it's a popular juice place, you're going to get your fruit and a lot of ice in it. And they've used fruit juices or, you know, sweet ingredients, but I actually prefer to sweeten my smoothies with a banana. I find that it helps sweeten it enough.
And it makes it creamy and gives it a nice mm-hmm. thickness.
Yeah, and you can use frozen bananas for more of like that ice cream yogurt kind of consistency. But I find, as far as when you're talking about actually making smoothies at home, I know a lot of people, have a hard time with the greens and stuff like that. And there actually is kind of a little bit of a science to adding all the ingredients to your blender to help them blend better. And it's, you know, adding your water first, and then you add your soft fruits, like your banana. If you're going to add any sort of, you know, berries, you add the soft fruit first, then you add your harder fruits or your vegetables, and then your greens. And then if you're going to have any ice, you put that on top. And then when you blend it, it helps push everything down. So the soft fruit and the liquid help create a vortex to pull everything down. Kind of helps blend everything a little bit better so you don't get as much junk in your smoothie.
Now, you said you don't like eating salads.
No.
And that's okay. But did eating these green foods and these smoothies and introducing more plant foods into your diet, did that expand your menu for other foods outside of smoothies? Obviously, you had to be giving up something in order to give up, in order to lose the weight and drop the cholesterol. So
yeah,
what else changed?
I actually eat, my diet is very different from what it used to be. And that's the thing about having green smoothies is you find they're not as, you know, because, I mean, they're technically a processed food because they are blended, but they don't have that processed food flavor. So you can get, you know, you really taste the banana. You taste, you know, the apple. It's not apple flavoring. It's an apple. And your taste buds change and start to shift. And so I gave up a lot of processed food, you know, cheese. I gave up dairy. I gave up meat. I gave up, you know, most packaged things. I used to eat a lot of those 100-calorie snacks. They were only 100 calories, and I gave those things up. And pretty much anything that said diet, low fat, you know, eat me because I'm good for you. Anything that had to tell you it was good for you, pretty much gave it up. And that's, you know, kind of effortlessly felt, you know, the weight started falling off. For dinner, I stick to a lot of quinoa, brown rice. So, you know, I definitely changed how I eat. And I did go, I did eat a raw food diet for a while, but then I sort of came back to, I liked cooked food, so I started going back to cooked food. But it was definitely an eye-opener. You know, I have a Vitamix, and you can make so much in the Vitamix. You can make your own hummus. You can make your own nut butter and make this delicious raw ice cream with frozen bananas. And you can use two frozen bananas as your base, and then you use a cup of whatever frozen fruit you want. So you can use cherries and then a little bit of almond milk just to make it creamy, a little splash of vanilla, and it is delicious. So I make that all summer long, and I even share it with my son, and it's a great, great snack, and, you know, I don't feel guilty.
Oh, gosh, I'm thinking of that horrible ice cream commercial that I've seen on television where the parents don't want to share their ice cream with their son. Which is just a horrifying image to begin with, but I'm glad to hear that you share with your son.
Oh, and my son, he eats everything I eat. So it's funny because literally if I have food, he's like, oh, what are we eating? And, you know, he gets pretty much the last bite of everything I eat. So it's a great diet, you know, and he loves our green smoothies. Like, he is so excited when the blender goes on and we turn it on, and he'll just laugh and he'll point to it and he'll go vroom, vroom. So
well, you probably know that the best way to get children to eat better is to set an example by eating good yourself.
Yeah, it is.
And to have the right foods available and not have the wrong foods in the house.
Yeah, that's correct. It's definitely good having, you know, he sees us drinking the green smoothies, and even if he's had something for breakfast, because when we get up in the morning, getting him ready and getting ourselves, my husband and I, getting ready for work, you know, sometimes he will eat something before we get up. And when we get up and make our smoothies, he's like, I want the smoothie. You know, give me some of Mom's, give me some of Dad's. And, you know, he loves them.
Now, in your book, you've got hundreds and hundreds of different recipes, and you use all kinds of fruits. Some of them are pretty average mainstream that anyone in the United States can find in most supermarkets. And then there are some that are more exotic, more tropical, and for some people might be harder to find or not. But the point is that there's the plant kingdom is huge. There's a lot of variety, and it never has to be boring.
Right. That's one thing I tell a lot of people, because they'll look at my recipes and they'll say, oh, I can't find this. Can I use this? And, or especially greens. Greens are the big thing if you're not in the United States. You know, if I'm using something like bok choy, or even if I'm using collard greens, people ask, where can I get that green? And, you know, I tell people, use the greens that's readily available to you, because that's the most nutritious, and you can use whatever, you know, I'm not in where you are, so, you know, find the greens that are available to you. And there's just a huge variety, like you said, a variety of greens and fruits and even seeds that you can add to your smoothies. And, you know, I try and keep them fairly simple so that the average person can go to the store and pick them up. But sometimes that does get a little bit, I don't want to say boring, but you get used to the same thing. So sometimes I like to add, you know, some goji berries or something that is a little more exotic for some people.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, we get in routines, and sometimes routines are good.
Yeah. I know my husband usually makes the same smoothie over and over again. he doesn't really have much of a routine other than he rotates his greens a little bit. But
well,
you know,
as long as he gets his greens and he's happy with it, that works.
That's what's important.
Right. Yeah. Well, Tracy, really nice talking to you, and I'm feeling so much better now that we've talked about my favorite food, leafy green vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's hope for the planet.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
Yes, and take care.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Tracy Russell, and you can visit her website, Incredible Smoothies, incrediblesmoothies.com. Well, we just have like another minute, and I wanted to mention, I think I mentioned it the last time, we started a new web series at responsibleeatingandliving.com, and if you haven't seen it yet, you can see the first one. We're about to put up our second one. It's called Real Good News in Review. We have a brief newscast. We go into the transition kitchen and make some great transition foods for people who are moving from the animal to the plant. And then we feature a local business who's doing some great things and either providing a service or making a product that is in line with our mission at Responsible Eating and Living. So I hope you check that out. Please share it, like it, and other than that, have a delicious week. Bye-bye.